And 6:06, we have rain and 76 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa police continue the investigation into the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man involving two off-duty Tulsa police officers. Department spokeswoman Jillian Robertson says the case will not be handed off to another agency.
A lot of individuals were involved. This was very unfortunate for the victim's family, as well as our department, that it was our officers involved. However, that does not change how we investigate crimes that occur within the city of Tulsa.
Shannon Kepler is in the Tulsa County Jail this morning on a first-degree murder complaint, while his wife, Gina, was booked on an accessory complaint. Now, both have been with the Tulsa Police Department since 1990. Killed was their daughter's boyfriend. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. The appeal was filed by an organization representing Tulsa County Clerk Sally Howe Smith, who was sued after refusing to grant a marriage license to a same-sex couple. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals at Denver sided with the couple last month, upholding a judge's ruling that the ban was unconstitutional. Tulsa's trash board will accept bids for hauling green waste to the incinerator.
A Covanta rep touted the burn plant's small share of pollutants like nitrogen oxides that are precursors to ozone. Met Chairman Michael Patton told the board burning green waste will increase that amount, and Tulsa already has problems meeting EPA standards.
The limit is 75 parts per million. Today, we are at 74 parts per million at the Central Tulsa Monitor. One part per billion from failing to be on the dirty air list. So if we can reduce NOx any way possible, including by avoiding burning green waste, I think Tulsa wins.
Tulsa has decreased its ozone readings over the last 3 years. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma Attorney General's Office says an agency that oversees the workers' compensation system has violated the state's Open Meetings Act and needs to take remedial steps to correct the violations. Senior Assistant Attorney General Sandra Reinhart told the Workers' Compensation Commission a review of the agency's actions since November revealed numerous violations of the acts. Delegates at the Oklahoma Policy Institute's summer conference get an earful from the OEA. The Oklahoma Education Association's Amanda Ewing says the state's school stats are embarrassing.
Every state in the country except two spend more per pupil educating their students than in Oklahoma. Every other state in the country except one pays their teachers more than we do in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma teacher can go to any bordering state and receive a significant pay raise.
Ewing says all workers' compensation reform in the world will not bring new business to the state unless we have an educated workforce. A spokesman for Governor Fallon says the Republican governor will not attend a fundraising event for the Garvin County Republican Party, where the flyer says the Ku Klux Klan will be among the topics discussed. NCOG has the data it needs to begin the next phase of developing a bicycle and pedestrian master plan for the Tulsa metro area. James Wagner with NCOG says more than 400 people responded through an online map, but the council didn't stop there.
We have a complete sidewalk inventory for the entire Tulsa metropolitan area, and so that really helps us identify the gaps of where there's no sidewalk. We also have a pretty good database of traffic volume, so we know how much traffic is on each street relative to how many lanes are there.
Tulsa is currently a bronze-level bicycle-friendly community, which is the lowest tier. Our weather forecast: showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradual clearing, a high today of 93. The heat index could hit 103 this afternoon. Right now in Tulsa, we have rain and 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.